And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul V. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Bobby Funk, Roid Rage Ruckus. Listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
There's a band called Bobby Funk. Falmouth Hardcore Punk, Tony.
Lovely.
What is their Bandcamp page?
bobbyfunk.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie B, and the Internet Nil. And if you want to know just how Cornish this band are, if you go on their Facebook page, which I haven't given you the address for, but you'll find it, you adults, you'll see that the cover photo on the page is a Cornish pasty with a BF pastry embroidered, because I don't know the other word for it, into the pasty.
Absolutely.
Brilliant. I'm loving Bobby Funk, Tony.
Excellent.
They appear to be doing things the right way, which is not caring about anything. And they've got some great songs, and we will be playing another one, at least one more in future weeks. They've really been making me laugh and making me jump about my bedroom.
Oh.
Yeah. Now then, I've got some additional material, Tony.
Okay.
If you have a joke for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. That's what Steph did from the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
And this is a direct result as Steve from the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Sending me a text saying, listen, someone in the pub's got a joke for you. Who should he send it to again? I mean, they only listen every week, Tony.
Yeah.
Anyway, I gave him the email address, and then the next thing that comes through is a joke from Steph. Now, Steph in the pub's a really good laugh, and hello, Steph. Hello, Steph. Yeah, for you.
Thanks.
Right. He sends me a joke through. It's not the joke. Well, it is, but it's a YouTube clip. It's someone telling a joke with all those things. Someone's made a video. Oh, have a good video of the joke, right?
Right.
He's sending it. He's typed in Comedy Suburbs, he's done it right, then he sent that. I sent him a message back saying, cheers, good joke. Sadly, we need things written down to read out. See you soon, matey, Paulie B. He sends me a message back saying, I'm not writing all that fucker out. Coolio, daddy-o. See you soon, bud. Till then, love, peace and hair grease. And then I replied, me neither. Hence my point. If he can't be bothered to write it out, why should I?
Coolio, daddy-o.
I know. But Tony, anyway, what I've done is I've written it out.
Oh, right, okay.
Because it is a good joke, but I've done my own version. So I've changed it around. Because the thing, this was a Scottish joke that was at some point on BBC Radio Scotland. So it makes me think it was a proper Scottish comedian telling the joke. That's really, we shouldn't be reading it out. It's not one someone said down the pub. But anyway, he's got that much wrong. We might as well go with the rest. So I paraphrased a little, right?
Okay, yeah.
In fact, I've changed it completely. Well, I haven't. It's still got the same punchline. Oh, well, I haven't changed. Here goes.
Right.
This is Steph's joke that he couldn't be bothered to write down. And by the way, this is a one-off. If you want your jokes reading out, you type them up.
Excellent.
Here goes, as you told. Here goes. There's a donkey having a few pints down his local, and he spots a horse he's not seen before. So he goes over to chat to him. He asks the horse what he does for a living, and the horse says, I'm a champion racehorse. The donkey says, oh, really? What have you won? The horse says, well, over jumps, I've won the Grand National and the Gold Cup, and on the flat, I've won the Oaks, the St. Ledger and the Derby. How about you? The donkey says, oh, I just walk kids up and down the beach. Anyway, they leave it there, get on really well, and the rest of the night, and the donkey invites the horse around for dinner the following week. As the dinner approaches, the donkey thinks, I really need to impress this dude. He's one of the best racehorses ever. So he goes out and buys a picture of a zebra and hangs it in the hallway, right?
Okay.
On the night, the horse walks in, sees the picture and says, nice gaff, dude. Who's the picture of? And the donkey says, oh, that was me when I played in midfield for Juventus.
Nice.
It is a good joke. It is a good joke. We're both ill, aren't we? You're probably ill. I've just got the usual.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, if you have a joke for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, tighten your email, comedy suburb, and please write the joke out.
Otherwise,
it takes me ages. Two songs in a row, Tom.
Okay.
Stay tuned for Hack the Mainframe. First up, there's a new album out by our old friend Reverend Beatman.
Lovely.
And Reverend Beatman and the New Wave, obviously via Voodoo Rhythm Records, which is his own label, have brought out a rather nice blues trash album, Tony.
Okay, cool.
What is Reverend Beatman's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Reverend Beatman?
Facebook.com/Reverend Beatman Official.
Ooh.
Paulie B Internet 1, Tony 1. This is kind of sleazy and bump and grindy and all sorts of bluesy, trashy things, if I knew.
I'm
always looking.
Anxiety? What could be giving you anxiety, sweetie?
Let's see. Every aspect of my life?
All fades and I feel well.
Anxiety's taking over me.
Anxiety.
It's driving me off the wall.
Anxiety's
taking over me.
Anxiety.
It's driving me off the
world, but tonight I'll stay inside these walls.
Anxiety's taking over me.
Anxiety.
It's driving me off the wall.
Anxiety's
taking over me.
Anxiety.
It's driving me off the wall.
Listening to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was some Aussie punk from Hack the Mainframe, a track called Anxiety. It's the second track of theirs that we played from their latest album. The first one being the rather peculiar Coriander that we played a couple of weeks ago. Absolutely love them. What is Hack the Mainframe's Bandcamp page?
Hackthemainframe.bandcamp.com.
hackthemainframepunk.bandcamp.com. Sorry about that, Tony. Paul of the Internet 2, Tony 1. There's another track on there, that album, that we're going to play in a few weeks' time, I think. But do make sure that you check them out if you like that sort of thing. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do pop along to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page, leave us a comment, do get in touch with us. We do like to hear from you. Quite a few this week. Thanks for everyone who's got in touch. So I will read them. DJ Flash Gordon's got back in touch.
Cool.
Now he posted a while ago, back in January, posting that he was a DJ on the station, and we had no more information than that, really. So he's come back to us saying, "Hey there, gents, just listen to the show from the 24th. Great show." I think this is 24th January. In particular, I enjoyed the conversation about myself and xray.fm. It is a real radio station, a non-profit community radio station in Portland, Oregon.
Brilliant.
Lots of great DJs playing a wide variety of music. Great show as always. I'll be picking out a few from this week to play. Check it in the mail. Thanks, DJ Flash Gordon.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
And even though they're not listening because they're just getting the songs third hand, hello to all the people not listening to us right now in Portland, Oregon.
Exactly. Xray.fm.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Excellent. Tim has been in touch.
Hello, Timo.
And he says, "Well, this was about as cringeworthy as listening to Tony try and say Affenschwanz. Okay, here's another try. Affenschwanz." Vanilla Fudge is essentially perfect, by the way. Well, she's essentially perfect in every way. Sorry about that.
You said that very quickly, Tony. What happened then?
I've got a bit of a cold, and I think I was struggling through breaths. Vanilla Fudge is essentially perfect at it.
Oh, Vanilla Fudge.
Yes. Thousand Mal Vergessen is a thousand times forgotten. And the other German line is Wir sind Lieder hier, which is we are sadly here. Right. I'm happy to be here and of service. Well, thanks, Timo.
Yeah, thanks, Timo. for once again being critical of me, I have to say.
Yeah, well, I think it's me this time with my poor translations.
No, I think he was having a go at me for not knowing that the German for thousand was thousand and not tuzend. Yeah, anyway, it's still nice to hear from you too, mate.
It always is. Simon that's been touched, and he's
hello, Simon.
And he's quite touched that you managed to chuckle with his name on it with La 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 jingle. Where's the sympathy? It's ruining my social media experience.
It's brilliant, get over it.
And finally, Porn Scars being touched, say, hey guys, nice show as usual, love the dentist story, nice one for playing the Mullet Monster Mafia, albeit only in the background. We played with them last year, they are amazing live and awesome guys too. And 1000 mouth I guess it means forgotten 1000 times. Everyone knows German Butters. Or
yes.
Maybe we're just very big in Germany.
Yes, thank you very much, Porn Scars. You've done it the right way. You're lovely people and a great punk band, and we love you. We'll play another track from you soon.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's it, Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Even though Simon has.
Yeah, well.
Right, now, Tone, on your sheet of what's coming next, there is an inaccuracy.
Right.
Because the next band on are not... What do you think the next band on are called?
Modern Day Privateers.
Nah, that's the name of the album. It's my fault completely. They're actually called And We'll Die. Well, it is Easter. Right. So you need to change that. The band are called And We'll Die. They're from San Antonio, Texas, Tony.
Okay, excellent.
I'll have some Texan news in the coming weeks.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. I should just mention Mullet Monster Mafia as well, who are absolutely brilliant. And the bands that we play under us, the beds we've got going, the reason that we only play them as beds is because we don't really play instrumental tracks as lead tracks on the show. We play tracks with vocals, and they're a largely instrumental band. So I'm afraid we couldn't just play them as a track, but yes, do check out Mullet Monster Mafia, they're really, really good. Right, now, And We All Die, Tony, have brought out this album of remixes, which is the one that you've got there, that you've got written down wrong. What's it called again?
And We All Die, Mindless Faith Remix.
No, what was it called?
Oh, I've changed it now, the Modern Privateers or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Modern Day Privateers. Sorry.
Modern Day Privateers. We're hopeless old men, aren't we? So, yes, these are remixes. So this track is a remix of the original that we're about to play right now. But what I want to know is, Tony, what is And We All Die's Bandcamp page?
AndWeAllDie.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B, and this is it 2, and this is Mindless Faith Remix. listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was And We All Die and Mindless Faith. Tony, did you do anything last week?
Apart from catching some lurgy, I went to see Black Panther as threatened.
Right, and how was it?
It was good. It was very good. Yeah, excellent. It was, yeah, different. And the bad guy was probably quite one of the best bad guys I've seen in a Marvel film. And yeah, it's just, and it's, I did like it. And we both liked it. Me and Steph both enjoyed it. I think it's probably her favourite Marvel film.
Right.
Yeah, it was really good. It was nice. It was all different settings, and there was quite a lot of strong women characters, which is a bit of a change. It was good. It was good.
And then you've got the lurgy again.
And I got the lurgy, yeah. So I was absolutely fine. And then Good Friday was, you know, good. And then Saturday, fine. I went to watch Steph horse riding. And then I came back and just, I've been on my arse since then.
Oh dear.
Pretty much. Started off with a bad throat, and then I've got sweats, and then sweats, and I'm cold. It's one of them, it's them fluey things, but I'm hoping it's going to be like a 3-4 day thing, and then it's gone. It's been 3 days so far, and I'm on the back end of it now.
Right,
it's rubbish.
Right, Good Friday, bad Saturday.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've got my new denture, Tony.
Oh, how? So you did get it in time.
It's transformed my downstairs set, but it's taken a bit of getting used to. It fits really well, but it's quite tricky to put in, which means that when I'm putting it in, I can't apply for you young people out there. This is of no consequence. But I can't put any of my fixer dent on it to hold it in place. So it fits in really well, but when eating, it does wobble about a bit. And as I'm discovering during Punky, perhaps my talking isn't quite as clear as usual, but it will get there. The second thing, Tony.
Okay.
Is that Splendour have now announced the bands that are on. Have you seen it?
I haven't, no.
Right, so all we knew was that Nottingham's annual one-day music festival, which everyone in the town likes very much and is very well attended, and it's £50 a ticket, but you know what? There is a lot on for that. Mm. We only knew that Paloma Faith was on, but now we know that the Stranglers are on, and the Charlatans, and Embrace.
Oh, okay.
And lots of other bands. And Mark Almond as well. So there's lots of different stuff going. I don't know whether I want to go or not now, though. I'm not sure.
Probably would only be interested in the Charlatans. And maybe Mark Almond. I was never a big Embrace fan.
Yeah, I'd like to see Stranglers again.
No, and, yeah, of course.
I would like to see Mark Almond once, although the last time I saw him on the TV, he did look for all the world like he'd lost it musically, and looked like someone had made a Mark Almond doll and put it out front, the amount of plastic surgery he appears to have had.
Yeah.
But anyway, but never mind all that. I want to talk to you about Elvis, Tony.
Oh, right, is he back?
Yeah, he's back, and he played the Pelham on Saturday night in quite possibly the worst Elvis tribute act I've ever seen, which makes him brilliant.
Right.
Just superb, and he doesn't even stop at murdering Elvis songs. He murders some other songs as well while he's there.
What else did he murder?
Just a joy to watch, and there is a little clip of him buried in my Facebook page on a little Elvis thread. If you can be bothered to look, it's just terrific. I've never seen the like, and his magic was reflected by the number of people that showed out to see him in the Pelham on Saturday night. There was Elvis and me and the bar man Jordan and five other people.
Right.
And we had a great time. It was superb. Really, I honestly don't know what possesses some people to do the things they do, but this is like watching a man in a white cat suit having therapy.
Right.
It was just brilliant, and I can't wait to see him again. He's playing at the Horse and Groom this Saturday, Tony, and I was tempted to make it Punky Gig of the Week, but I should think you've already picked one.
I have got one, yeah, unfortunately.
I can't even remember what Elvis moniker he takes, what sort of Elvis. He might just be called Bad Elvis. I don't know. Superb. I had such a lovely night. It was great. Right, let's play something from the vault, shall we?
Okay.
If I get more information about this Elvis, I will tell you, because if you're in the Nottingham area, you deserve to see him. I would happily put him on in a big theatre.
Right.
Just great. I can't really, I can't go into detail because it's one of those things you just have to see, but it was monumentally terrible. But brilliant. Right, Tony, from the vaults this week, we got another track from the Rosillos. Now, the way we've been doing from the vaults of late, they're not necessarily tracks we played before, they're just tracks from the old days. The Rosillos earlier this year brought out via Cherry Red Records a retrospective called Flying Saucer Attack, which is the original album Flying Saucer Attack plus loads of bonus tracks and a bonus live CD with other bits and bobs on it. It's really, really good. We played a couple of tracks of it already. Here comes another one. What do I know is, Tony, what is the Scottish Punk Legends website?
The Rosillos.com?
It's Rosillos.rocks. And we went to R-O-C-K-S. R-E-Z-I-L-L-O-S.rocks. Why is that, Tony? You can just remind us, can't you?
Yeah, there's loads of new... Well, they're top level domains, like there's .london, .band, .music, it's all sorts now.
Is there .paul?
I don't think there is. There's .name.
Punky. Can we have punky.punky?
No.
So good they named it twice.
I can always look into it.
You can do, not mad. I mean, it's not like we're going to change it, but it would be quite funny. Yeah. Anyway, it means it's Paulie Beans Net 3, Tony 2, and this is My Baby Does Good Sculptures. To Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That's a great song. I do like that Rosillos album, you know, it's really, really good and well worth checking out the other retrospective releases of Cherry Red. And hello to Matty at Cherry Red, he's been a great help to us.
Yeah, yes, he has. Yeah.
Yeah. Right then, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide. Ooh.
Oh dear.
Yes, another week, more gigs. Thank you for your gigs. If you do have a gig, it doesn't have to be UK based, it is international. It's there. It's all there in the theme tune. Do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play. And that is tony@tonyhearn.com. No, that's my work one. tony@punkyradio.com. I'm not well.
You are ill, aren't you?
I am.
Again.
I know. So I'm sticking locally because I've had no emails through. So this Saturday at a local venue, The Maze, which we both know, Riot Squad's playing.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
I had seen this, yeah.
Yeah, so Conflict, Riot Squad, Terminal Rage, King of Pigs and Rats from a Sinking Ship. That's five punk bands for £12.50.
It is. Is Luke in Riot Squad again?
I seem to remember him going back, but I don't know if he... Well, the event that I saw does have Luke's name on it. I don't know if he's...
Yeah, I know. I think that's how I saw it.
Yeah, he might have done it. He definitely played with them recently, but I wouldn't have thought he would... Mind you, why not?
Why not?
Because there was... Yeah.
Hey. Why? He just bought his son a drum kit, I noticed.
I noticed that. Yeah.
That'll please the neighbours.
Yeah. Excellent.
For those of you that don't know, Luke, as in, he was Luke Puke in our band, wasn't he?
He was.
The Chaps. But yeah, he's played in a number of different bands, including the Nerks that we featured on the show, Riot Squad that we featured on the show, and what was the name of his band?
I think that was Mansfield the Nerks. Band? Oh, Luke? Diver.
Yeah. Who had that fantastic song, Hawaiian Love Affair?
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, hello to Luke if you are listening. Sorry, Tony.
Yeah, no, that's it. So hopefully he might. If he's not playing, it sounds like he might be there. So that's worth entrying alone.
It is
£2.50 band. There you go.
Yeah.
Go.
And Luke's a fabulous man.
He really is.
He is. So is that it?
That's it.
So that concludes.
Tony's International gig guy on my ass.
Oh dear. I'm going to play you something now, Tony, from some Gothenburg rock and rollers. How about that? Band called Hypnos. I think they came via the Sign Records, and I think we played them before. I'm not entirely sure. Anyway, what I'd like to know is, Tony, what is Hypnos's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Hypnos.
Facebook.com/HypnosBoogie. HypnosBoogie. Paul Vincent for Tony 2. Here's a little bit of Swedish rock and roll for you. This is Looking Out. You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Hypnos looking out. Check them out, Hypnos. are you doing anything this week?
I've got a dentist tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah.
It's your turn in the chair.
My turn in the chair. Hopefully it shouldn't be anything too... It's just the checkup and the clean.
Oh, that's nice.
But stay in my mouth. I'm sure it's going to cost a fortune. Always does.
Well, yeah, but you know what? It must be nice for you being able to go to the dentist knowing it's just a checkup and a clean after what's gone before.
That's true. Yeah, it saved me. I used to go every 6 weeks for 5 years. So, yeah, you know, it is.
Oh, my God. That sounds horrific.
6 months is quite a luxury.
It is, isn't it?
So I'm going to get the bus into town, use my Robin Hood travel card.
I need to get one of those. Are they easy to apply for?
It's hand. Yeah, well, you could just go to the machine. The machines that you charge them up, they sell the cards there. So you could just go and get one and just charge it up straight away. Does it cost you anything? No, I don't think it does.
Right, and then what discount do you get?
I have no idea, you know. For me, I just like the fact you don't have to use the exact change. So it's just handy to load it up and then you can get on the bus without messing around with change.
Right, okay.
But I've not... It's a little bit obfuscated as to how the charging works, but there is some online way of checking it.
Right, and is it something you can use on the tram as well?
I think so, yeah.
Right.
It's good. It is good. I mean, we've certainly used the buses much more than we've got them.
Right, okay. Well, there's a little bit of public information for anybody living in the Nottingham area.
There you go.
Excellent work. Tony, are you doing anything this week?
I don't think so, no.
Right.
We ought to.
I've got my show in Hitchin.
Oh, right. Wow.
And it's this Saturday. After 25 years of doing Fridays, we're moving to Saturdays. And the first one is this Saturday. Features three great comics, Noel James, Sol Bernstein and Dan Evans. Three excellent comics and myself as MC. You can find out more at lastminutecomedy.com. You can buy a ticket on the door. Price £10. You can get advanced tickets details on the website, and I am really looking forward to it. And there's something I'm thinking of doing on Friday, but I don't know if I can yet because I'm having to wait, but you never know. And if I do it, I'll tell you about it next week.
Okay, excellent.
All right, now I want to talk, Tony, about a new band called Bird Shoes.
Right.
Bird Shoes sent us an email saying, they said, "Hi Paul, we're long-time listeners of the show, absolutely love it, think you're brilliant and would love to be on it at some point," and then really appears to know nothing about it at all. They also said that they were a DIY punk band with excellent new management. I thought, that's not really the same thing. But despite all that and the fact that it was probably a formulaic message that has gone to many podcasts and radio shows around the country, I'd have listened. And it's a single that's out, a two-track single, and I really like the B-side. So in spite of the fact that I doubt very much that Bird Shoes actually sent us the email, it was probably from their management, who clearly think that we were born yesterday, which is the second time this has happened in a year, isn't it? Do you remember we had that other band that got in touch but didn't get in touch, making out they were big fans of ours and knew nothing. But anyway, point is, they're really good and I think you'll like this a lot. So let's see what happens when they find out they're on the show. If they do listen, they can get back in touch to confirm whether they've ever heard of us before or not. Anyway, point is, they're a great new band, Tony.
Good.
What is their SoundCloud page?
SoundCloud.com/birdshoes.
It is. Now that makes it Tony 3, probably being instead of 4, doesn't it?
Probably.
It does, I think. Yeah, I think so. Let's see what. So this is kind of the B-side to the new track, the new single's out. It's basically two tracks you can get whichever way around you want to do it. The other side's called Lads, which is a bit slower than this one. This is Door.
Yeah. when you ain't open yet.
Aunt Betsy's box.
Listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
What I meant to say before Bird Shoes was stay tuned for Cup. Anyway, you stay tuned for Cup if you're still listening, and that was Cup on a track called Cosmic Brain from their new album, which I think is called Jitter Visions. Their album out only last year, but very, very prolific. Oh, Cup. Quite hard to find online though, because you type in Cup to the internet and absolutely anything could happen. Don't put two girls before it. All the way from Brooklyn, New York, Tony, what is Cup's Bandcamp page?
Cupny.bandcamp.com.
Nice idea. Cupbandwow.bandcamp.com. CUPBANDWOW.bandcamp.com. Paulie the internet 5, Tony 3. That's
yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, 5 feet. Sorry, man, I have one this week. It's been close.
Right.
Well, I like that. Tony, have you got a twat?
I do.
I'm sorry we haven't said more about Cup there. I'd rather discombobulated myself, but they are rather excellent, as you've just heard, and do check them out. Sorry, Tony, you have a twat.
I do. Good. Thanks for your twat nominations. If you do have a twat for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want twat's name. Where are they from? And a reason. It's that simple. We all know twats, so this is the first one I've had in a few weeks, so if you can email me, that would be great. Nez Coyne's been in touch.
Hello, Nez.
And he says, hi, Tony. I've got a twat for you. One which I hope you both appreciate, given the locality.
Ooh.
Jim Ratcliffe is a twat. He is the chairman of Ineos, the giant chemical company trying to carry out fracking in Sherwood Forest. Not only is fracking unnecessary in today's world of renewable energy, but its safety record is unclear. The destruction of the environment is unacceptable, and it adds hugely to the amount of carbon we dump into the atmosphere every year. So for contributing to global warming, for lying to the public about your intentions, and for continuing your profiting by trying to frack in Sherwood Forest, Jim Ratcliffe can frack off because he's a twat. All the best, Nez.
Yeah, this fracking thing is not very popular here.
No.
But isn't it something like 80% of the shale gas extracted in the US is via fracking or something?
Probably. But they've had massive problems, haven't they, in the US?
Yeah, they are really big frackers.
Yes, they are.
They are. But yes, we don't want that sort of rubbish here, thank you very much. We want people digging deep down into the ground to rob us of our natural resources while at the same time maiming, killing and injuring loads and loads of local people thrust down the holes because there was no other way for them to earn a living but that, of course, going back to up until the mid-80s when they all decided to lose their jobs thanks to Margaret Thatcher being nasty. Have I made a big enough point there?
No, that's fine.
All right, good. I'm still against fracking.
Absolutely.
It's a bad idea.
It's a bad idea.
Yeah. Open scar on the environment.
Yes, and all sorts of unknown, weird geological uncertainties.
That's the last thing you want, geological uncertainties.
You really don't want that. You don't want it in the backyard, and I don't want it underneath our mate Robin.
Yeah.
When he's in
I don't want to be geologically uncertain.
No.
There's enough things going on in my life that I don't know what's happening the next day without my geology being tampered with, thank you very much.
Exactly.
So let's get on with this.
So for contributing to global warming, for lying to the public about his intentions, and for continuing their profiteering by trying to frack in Shield Forest, Jim Ratcliffe from INEOS
is a twat. He can frack off.
He can frack off.
I've seen quite a lot of films over the weekend, Tony, because, you know, one of the things about being a lonely single divorcee who's childless is that you get a lot of time by yourself at Easter, and I've seen loads of films, but one that really caught my attention I watched yesterday, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the one with Johnny Depp that I've never seen before.
Right, okay.
That is proper dark and freaky.
It's weird, isn't it?
It's proper dark and freaky. Mm. Although the original is also proper dark and freaky, I have to say. Well, it's proper dark and freaky. It's Roald Dahl, isn't it?
Yeah, so the book's
proper
quite
dark.
Dark
and freaky.
Yeah.
Yeah, proper dark and freaky. Whereas Sophie, his daughter, I used to like her when she had a bit on her, then she started going on a diet, didn't she?
Well, yeah, she was a model, wasn't she? Of course she was.
That's going back. She was a plus-size model, and then she wasn't, because she wasn't plus-size anymore.
Mm.
And then I don't know what she did after that. Probably started writing children's books or something.
Maybe.
Maybe. Right, should we play one last track?
Let's do that.
The Cavemen have got a new album out called Nuke Earth. I'm always very happy when the Cavemen bring something out, and they are fairly prolific as well. Rather like, who did I say was rather prolific before? Cup.
Cup, yeah.
So two prolific bands in a row now. This is a great new album. I've picked this track off it. You can play pretty much any track of a Cavemen album on this show. Absolutely brilliant. They've come via Slovenly Records, Tony. What is the Cavemen's Bandcamp page? There is a clue there.
The cavemennz.bandcamp.com.
Well done. Did you pick up the clue or did you just like
it? I remember it because it's been beaten into me.
It's the Cavemen NZ. They are from New Zealand, decamped to London. The Cavemen NZ or NZ.bandcamp.com. Tony, Paulie the Internet 5, Tony 4, gimme beer or gimme death. We'll be right back. That was The Cavemen and Gimme Beer or Gimme Death. I'd rather have the beer, quite frankly. Great new album called Nuka. Do check them out. Right, Tony, you dribbling guru. Perhaps you could mention the online stations that carry this show.
Yeah, we're on Padunk, Padunk Radio, POD, UNK, Radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra. That's ANDRA.SE.
And we'd like to thank both of them for carrying us. And online listeners, do get in touch. We do like you too. We don't just want the people who download or do something in some other way listen to us. We'd like to hear from you guys as well. Hopefully I'll see some of you in Hitchin on Saturday at Woodside Hall, which I don't think I mentioned was the venue for my fabulous comedy show that I'm very looking forward to doing. Tony, I hope your dentist thing goes all right and you feel better.
Thank you very much.
That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo. Don't Glenda Jackson look a state?